Jesus came here and he worked miracles. How he didn't come here as an angel. He didn't come here and he took on human form and he became a man and walked among us. Amen?
Amen.
And he worked miracles. And then he told us, he said, when he commissioned the church, he told the church, he said, now you go in all the world and preach this message. Preach this gospel. Preach it to all mankind. And Peter got straightened out and he preached it to Cornelius and his household, and the whole household got saved. Amen. Amen. And I believe that Jesus is the same today as he was when he walked the shores of Galilee. I believe that he is still the anointed Christ. And I believe that we are his anointed body that have been equipped for such a time as this to walk in, to walk in the supernatural, natural ability of God. I believe we need to see ourselves as we are, one with the Lord, with no limitation. Hallelujah. With no impossibility. That no matter what it is, we know that God is bigger than that ordeal. No matter what it may be, whether it's it may be a miracle for finance, it may be a miracle for healing, it may be a miracle for a loved one to be delivered. Hallelujah. It may be a miracle for a loved one that is on their way to hell. Hallelujah. That we can get in the faith of God. We can get in the presence of God. If you read the book or been listening to the book that we read every morning on prayer line, I think her name, what was her name, Sylvia? Sylvia, Brother Hagin said he never found anybody can pray heaven and earth together like Miss Sylvia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I off? Okay. All right. Am I still on? All right. It's time that we know that y'all in the house. It's time that we know that we are in the family of the redeemed, where there lies no impossibility. Nothing you can imagine, nothing you can think is impossible. And that it's about time that we let God be God. Huh? That we stop limiting him to natural thinking. And get over in the realm, over in the realm where he is and where he lives. And where we've been called into, and that is the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. Where you belong, and everything that we have, everything that we need, and everything that we need and desire, everything that we can think of, and the thing that we can't think of is in that realm. Hallelujah. And we have, hallelujah, and we have interest into that realm. Hallelujah. How do we get into that realm? How do we get into that realm? Faith is the way into it. We enter into that realm by faith and grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By being born into it. Becoming a child of God. Becoming a one that's been redeemed, one that's been blood washed, one that's been separated from sin, one that's been made whole by God, one that have been created anew, one that have been lifted up out of the abundance of darkness and brought into the kingdom of righteousness and truth that will stand when the enemy sticks his ugly head up and tell you what you can't do. You stand up in the face of that liar and put him in his place. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So Philip went down to these people that were mixed race, and evidently they didn't know much of anything about Jesus, but he preached Christ. Simon was down there bewitching them, getting the money, fooling them, all this kind of stuff. But Philip went down and told the truth. Oh, and I come this morning to tell you that there ain't nothing that God can't do according to his will. There's no impossibility in your situation. It may be looking so bleak, so dim, so bad. It may be looking so impossible. Even everybody around you tell you it's over. Hallelujah.